Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time to just lower stress and anxiety by hearing God's word, a promise to boost your day that's from scripture. And I'll give you a simple soul care tip, action you can take so that you can do something loving for your emotions and your body that's based on science and scripture. God's word has the ability to not just calm our minds by knowing the truth, but we can take action. There are things we can do because God created our bodies to not just stress out, but also to have a simple way to activate our rest response. And it's so easy to just stay in that place of stress and feeling down because our energy is low and we feel troubled. And that's very normal because when we're in that fight, flight, freeze mode, that triggers us to just feel like we keep thinking about negative thoughts. That's the way the brain works when it's stressed out. It wants to focus on the problems so that it can solve it. But as people of faith, we can move in the direction of God's peace. And so I just hope today is going to be a wonderful time to refresh your soul. I'm the author of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's become the number one book in a new release on Amazon as an audiobook because of you, our community. And I'm so thankful that you are enjoying this audio experience. And second of all, it's number one new release on Kindle. So pick up a copy and bring it with you to the beach, on your vacation, or just summer reading. I have today a special guest. It's Caleb, my ninth grader in the fall. He just graduated as an eighth grader, and we're going to be talking about one very powerful way to lower anxiety. Anxiety is affecting our teenagers, our children. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 30%, one out of every three teenager, is experiencing anxiety. And not only that, it's not surprising, one out of three adults are also experiencing anxiety disorder. So within the past year, I say it's not surprising because, you know, what's happening in our homes, the way we feel about ourselves, it affects our whole atmosphere of our home, how we relate to each other, because one of the signs of anxiety is irritability. It's grouchiness, and that grouchiness affects how we relate to each other, and it affects our brains, because once we have irritability, immediately we're kind of on guard, aren't we? We want to, as children, we want to have a calm environment, and we don't want to say or do something that is going to make things worse in the home environment. And it's stressful, almost like walking on eggshells. And then also as grownups, it's also hard for us because we also want a peaceful environment. And we're also stressing out, trying to figure out how we should approach things, solve things, talk about things. So the whole environment can easily become a place of stress and we don't know how to get out of it. Well, we have a simple solution today that we're going to talk about, and it can be one of many different tools in your tool belt to have a better atmosphere at home and also in our hearts. And it's a way to take a break, to reset. It's like a reset. You know, the computer, when there's too many applications running on the computer, things get jumbled. There's too many overloaded things happening. Your screen starts getting that wheel that just spins because it's stuck. And what do? We do a reset. We turn off the computer, we shut it down, and then we reboot it later. Or we need to close some applications. We need to stop. And so when we stop, we want to replace it by doing something that can be refreshing. We don't just stop by telling ourselves stop stressing, stop being irritable, stop being grouchy. What we do is we take an action. We say, hey, kids, let's go do this one thing. So that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to also talk about a technique of breathing. That is my go-to when I used to have panic attacks and used to have anxiety. This was my go-to breathing technique to help my body and my emotions calm down. So thank you for joining. We're going to do a summer road trip special here. We're going to have a fun question to ask at the beginning. So let's jump right in.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, welcome to our fun roadshow series today. And again, I have Caleb, my 14-year-old son. Thanks for being here, Caleb.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. So the question I have for you, it's an easy one. And as you're listening, share your answers with those of you in the car. If you're just maybe getting from point A to point B, or maybe you're just at home and hanging out together. Summer road trip question is, what is your favorite summer fruit?
Oh, this one is easy. I think my personally favorite summer fruit is going to be cherries. And cherries, I don't know what it is. They're just so delicious. They're so sweet. And you can just eat tons of them. And I don't know. Every time summer comes around, I always look forward to them.
There's a story about that, Kayla, because for one of your birthday parties, you were still in elementary school. I think you might have been in third grade. And I asked you, hey, what do you want to have for snacks when your friends come over for a birthday party? And you said cherries. My favorite summer fruit is watermelon.
Mm.
It's just so sweet. And I don't know, I think I have associated a lot of memories, summer memories, with watermelon. Whether it's at a picnic or even with friends at church, watermelon just shows up in a lot of those summer memories. Don't you think, like, fruits are kind of associated with summer memories?
Yeah, because, like, they only come around once a year, so you just kind of, like, associate them together. And, like, whenever summer is there, there's always watermelon. And then in other parts of the year, there's no watermelon, so... And they kind of just become linked up.
That's a really good segue to talk about how memories are created. And they're so important to our well-being that we are creating memories. And one of the most wonderful memories is being outside. Research shows that when we look at trees, just looking at them and the number of trees, the density of trees, actually the more trees that we can look at, they show in studies that feelings of depression can be boosted. Feelings of anxiety can be calmed just by the number of trees. So people that live in more urban areas where they don't have as many trees, it's harder for them to be able to enjoy the benefits of lowering stress and anxiety. So I am curious about this soul care tip for you, Caleb. There's so many different trees, and it's so interesting. People have different type of trees that they're drawn to. What are your feelings about being outside, taking a walk, and how does that relate to how it helps you feel better and also with God? I know that's a lot of questions in that one question, but just share your thoughts regarding taking a walk outside, being with God, creating new memories.
Yeah, like our family, we go on hikes all the time, and, you know, just being out in nature and seeing all the trees is really nice and just helps us take a break and relax and just reset and then just calm down and be surrounded by all the trees. And it's always nice to see all the greenery and just be out in God's creation.
Okay. So I also want to ask you a question about an honest experience. So a lot of times if you're enjoying just hanging out at home and relaxing, and I'm like, hey, kids, we're going to go on a hike or we're going to take a walk. Tell us, what is your initial response or thoughts about that when you hear me say that?
We, as in me and my brother, we both don't really want to go on hikes when, like, mom tells us that we're going to, because we're having a great time on the weekend, you know, taking a break from school, just enjoying being at home. And then mom has to come around and then ruin all our fun and then take us outside.
Oh, that mom. Okay. But once we get out there, what happens? We're actually on the trail, or we're actually taking a walk outside, being outside. And sometimes we pack lunches, right? And we have our lunch before we're going to walk. Then what happens?
It is nice, you know, just being outside. It's more just like taking the effort to drive over there and like stop what you're doing and just have to take a break and like stop everything that you're doing, and that you just have to take some time to rest and just go hiking. After you just get through that first part, it's just lots of fun, and it's great to be with your family and spend some time in nature.
Yay. I know, I kind of make a little joke about that now. It's like, we know once we get there, I appreciate you sharing that. And it's true for all of us. It's always hard, that first initial thing, to stop what we're doing and just to get outside, because it's easier to just maybe not do anything outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like easier. But once you do get out there, like you said, it's just fun and it's refreshing. And I like the word you used, which was reset.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what happens in our brain, but also with feeling God's peace through beauty, through God's natural way of lowering stress and anxiety, and that's through trees.
Yeah. Trees are very essential, and it's always great to be outside and looking at trees. Just everywhere you look, you just see trees, and it's just always calming and just really helpful.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Caleb. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
So what do you think about this whole idea about anxiety and taking a break to reset? I talk about this because I want to share three principles. Many times we don't know that we're anxious, and we only realize that we're feeling grouchy or irritable, or maybe we're just excessively worrying. And as teenagers can also feel like they are feeling pressure, they're feeling annoyed, they may have trouble sleeping, or they're tired. These are all symptoms of anxiety, and they don't have to cause us alarm. It doesn't necessarily mean we have a disorder. It just means it's time to reset. It's time to do something that is fun, something that's refreshing, something that can help release those happy hormones, help your brain to get out of that place of stress. So anytime you might see yourself feeling grouchy or irritable, you're worrying or you're tired, that just simply means it's time to refill your tank. If a car is hit empty, the light turns on, we don't get down on the car, right? We want to refill that car with some fuel. So your soul also needs fuel. Your soul needs fuel. Jesus says, come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Doesn't just stop there. Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus says, learn from me and you will find rest for your soul. So we have a part. We have to go find rest. What is that for you? Second, when you're in that place of anxiety or feeling down, you're not going to be in the mood. Just like Caleb had said, it's hard to stop what we're doing and to get outside, and it's easier to not do anything. But once you do get outside, those natural hormones that God created in our bodies, it'll get released just even simply looking at trees and being around them. It's fascinating. When God first created a home for us in this world, he created a garden. That's where he placed us. God loves nature. our bodies are going to automatically relax. You don't even have to be in the mood. Just go outside and your mood will change. And the third one is about breathing. It's so natural. Whenever you see anything beautiful, you're outside your body, you naturally inhale, exhale. So here is a breathing exercise. This is something I did when I used to have panic attacks in an earlier season of my life, and it will reset your brain to activate the rest mode.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Breathing is the most basic way to signal to your body that everything's okay. And so we want to inhale through your nose, your nostril, and you exhale through your lips, and you do a pursed lip. It's like blowing out candles. We want to integrate that with God's word. So this is my favorite promise. You may have a favorite promise in scripture. Mine is 1 Peter 5:7. Inhale. I cast my cares on you because you care for me. Inhale. I cast my cares on you. Exhale, because you care for me. And just continue doing that. If you're lying awake on your bed, go ahead and picture yourself in a place in nature that gives you joy and peace, and continue this breathing exercise. As you're outside walking, you can do that as well. Well, friend, where is that place for you that you love being outside? Creating memories are so important to our well-being. It's one of the most important ways to lower stress. And it doesn't just benefit you in the moment when you're in a place of worry. You think back on those moments where you enjoyed being together as a family. You enjoyed being outside. And it is a powerful way to boost your mood. And if you're feeling a little down, you can remember that God is with you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you give us the ability to recall the memories where you have been faithful to us, where we've seen something beautiful, where we've been happy and we've enjoyed something you created for us out in nature. And we're just amazed. Thank you for the people that you bring into our lives when we're feeling down or we need an understanding ear. We need that comfort. Help us now to think of the people in our lives that have given us that comfort of time, of listening, or just having fun together. And help us to remember that you brought them into our lives because you care about us. You care how we feel. You want us to take a break. You want us to have a reset, to just rest and to find that rest away from our everyday busy lives. May your love just refill us and help us to get away and take a break, to do the things that bring us joy that you designed in our personality to enjoy out in nature with those that we love and those who love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's a wonderful way for you to support my ministry here in Soul Care. I would be so blessed. It's a wonderful way for you to also take some time. You can read a chapter a week and practice a Soul Care tip. And if you have a family of kids that are maybe in middle school and high school, this is a perfect book to read together once a week. Each chapter is really short. Read it together and share your thoughts. And it's a great way to get to know each other and to learn skills to lower stress and anxiety using science and scripture. Don't forget to take the Soul Care Quiz, soulcarequiz.com. Share this podcast with a friend. Be encouraged. Remember that you're loved your cherished just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.